know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
Can tell what they're saying on TV when it looks just like he's intently listening, or he's just facing that direction because he knows I love pretending I wasn't technically alone while spending my 20s neglecting texts and watching wrestling. Because if he knows what they're saying, that must mean he knows what
Airbud, 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 Airbud. Welcome to Airbud. This is Airbud 17. And I have two guys with us. What are the mic numbers?
4 and 3.
4 and 3. Alright. Say hi.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is Leo.
And I'm Nate.
And who are you guys in relation to me?
We are your roommates. I was your roommate in freshman year. As well.
And Nate, who are you?
Same thing, pretty much.
You're also my roommate. And I gotta say, this is my favorite lineup of three we could have in here because there are 1.5 Portuguese people and 1.5 Jews in the room with us right now. A nice balance of Iberian and Semitic, you could say. Is that the right word?
I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all right.
Maybe you're not supposed to say that word.
We're really just a part of everybody at this point.
All right, here's the plan, because I have a plan this week. I've been doing good with having plans for the shows. It's my mic. Let me turn this up. So we're going to play, we're going to do live music. I'm going to do Diddy Jonkler stuff on FL, and then we're going to play guitar, and then Nate's going to do something also. And then that's going to be the first half of the show. And then the second half of the show, I'm going to play a bunch of ambient music, and we're going to play Melee over it and, you know, really get into the rhythm and see if, like, you know, get into the groove and let the Melee sounds kind of blend in with the ambient music sounds. I do this a lot, you know. I just pop on, like, really simple music, and you play Melee, and it kind of, like, it jives well. It jives so well that I was like, this jives well enough that I'll play it on the radio. So that's the plan for today. Do you guys talk while I set something up. Just like, I don't know, talk. We've been in the studio. This is like my third hour in the studio. I was on Magnus's show.
This is also my third hour on the the studio.
My second hour. I had to dip early.
Yeah, it's been a long day. This is me and Nate are both trying to get on Wony. This is our first day. We came to the general interest meeting today, and this is our second show that we've been on today. We're getting this done pretty quick. We're trying to get on Wony. We don't got much time left to do all our forms and our tests.
Speed running training, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys might be listening to two future potential radio hosts.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed.
I'm going to cut in and say we're going to start hearing some random electric piano keys. So just keep talking, and we'll hear some keys of me shifting stuff around. And then, I don't know, Leo, what do you want? I'm going to put electric piano. Is that good?
Yeah, sure.
And then I'm going to put, like literally one note of, like, the Serum Init preset and see if you can jive with that. And then we'll put drums. You know, like the I'm gonna put like a
wow.
Like the 8-bit, like
bzzz. It's gonna be like buzzing. Okay.
And then I don't know. Think of a drum groove like right now.
You want me to like play it or
like I don't know, do you want me to just do like the punk kind of like pooka, pooka, pooka. Is that good?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, bet.
Nice.
We're gonna hear keys.
All right, Nate, where did you just come from?
I was at the studio producing with some classmates. We're in this audio production class. Got this project we're working on. And, you know, like, we're using Pro Tools right now, but I'm not a big fan of it. You know, it's the standard for a lot of studios around the country, but come on, man, I'm an FL demon at the end of the day. To stay true to my roots.
He's an FL demon. How long have you been... I feel like I'm doing an interview now. How long have you been doing FL for?
A little over a year now, probably.
Nice, nice. And you made a beat recently.
I
did.
That
was, like, really good.
And I think it should be featured on tonight's show.
But you hear that, Joe?
Do you have it with you?
Yeah, I have it in my files. It's on my phone.
He's always got it on him.
So yeah, you might hear some. What's your producer name?
I don't have one yet, but the stage name is NAXXX. Everybody check him out. SoundCloud. Spotify soon.
So yeah, we're gonna hear some unreleased NAXXX.
You should play that NAXXX song that has you and Joe on it.
That's
great. Nah, come on. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
It's not mixed, but like, well, my part is mixed, but you got some fine lyrics and
yeah,
Joe, you know, his, I like what Joe did, but like Joe's needs to be mixed. Like, kind of sounds funky right now.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't like Joe's part.
I'm getting sick of this kid Leo, man. I'm getting sick of, like, how you just keep telling me every time I play this song, you're like, oh, turn this song off. It's so trash.
I don't like how my lyrics are on that song. I was saying some Diddy Jonkler stuff.
Well, you started out kind of weak, but, like, you finished off strong, and that's what matters, man. That's what matters.
Yo. Amen. Amen. That's
Amen
real.
To that.
That's some good advice. Wise words.
Who would I be if I wasn't giving wise words? Be a nobody.
Yeah, so Joe, how's it going over there with the stuff you're setting up?
Yeah, Joe, remember Magnus's rule, no more than 10 minutes.
What? 10 minutes of silence, 5 seconds.
Nah, what, he said something about like 10 minutes about staying on the same topic or something.
No, that was his dad.
Oh.
Well, you I mean, guys are the ones filling the air. This is your training, just talk.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, true.
I'm gonna put Mario Kart DS drums on this.
I'm new to this, bro.
It's alright. Let's just have a conversation about anything.
You're right. You wanna see what I've been drawing? Oh, well, they can't see it.
They can't see it, but I'll try to describe it as best as I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know what this is.
Well, it's just some doodles, you know. Some of it is Joe's.
Beep, beep, boop.
Yep, nice does one. Does say that.
What's
see
this?
The cheese in the top right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't that the CD you were listening to? It was like cheese something?
No, it wasn't bus? Cheese. Oh, what was it?
It was like the cheese bus.
No, it wasn't cheese. I forget what his name was. But it did look like it said cheese.
It was like a school bus, right?
Yeah.
Something school bus.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when Magnus was asking us to pick up those CDs. I didn't know if it was a test. Like, am I supposed to choose something? Because he was like...
It sounded like a test.
Choose something that you think sounds like...
He said, terrible. Like, something that you wouldn't listen to. Yeah. And I couldn't find anything because he only had good stuff in that bin.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking... Listen, if I'm going to be that guy, like... I would listen to anything. Like, if I've never heard something before, I'd definitely give it a shot. But
yeah.
He was like, choose two things that look like they wouldn't be something that you would be messing with. And
yeah.
And I just happened to pick out, like, one of the CDs, like, one of his favorite CDs. And I was like, oh, no.
I think that was the CD you picked was his dad's, or... A band that his dad was either in or produced for.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I didn't pick that one because it looked cool. And you didn't like it because it was a pun on it. It said, let us pray.
Yeah, let us pray. And I didn't even get it at first. I just thought it was like some weird saying.
Yeah, that was funny.
But, nah, it's fire. I take that back. Pretty cool.
It's pretty chill.
But like when I picked it out, it didn't look cool. And then I just showed it to Magnus, and Magnus just was like, "Oh, dude, this is fire." I was like, "Oh, well."
Oh well.
I chose some other CD with the cover that it looked crazy ridiculous. It looked like Samus from Metroid, and it was just like Zero Suit Samus when she's out of the suit, and it just looked. Ridiculous.
Except it looked like Zero Suit Samus, but
like an alien,
but like an avatar,
and like the
you know what I mean from the, like the blue avatars.
Like if she was a blue, like a mix between the avatar and Star Trek. And
like what Star Trek though?
You don't know what Star Trek is?
I know what Star Trek is, but there's like so many different species in Star Trek.
I'm not a Star Trek guy. It just looked like something you see out of Star Trek.
Okay.
Nah, I'm a Star Wars guy, though.
You're a Star Wars guy?
Yeah.
All right, name 10 Star Wars.
Characters?
No, just 10 Star Wars. Go. Name 10.
Rogue One.
Okay.
Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Revenge of the Sith. Attack of the Clones.
Oh, so you want to be Attack on the Clothesbender? Is that what you're talking about?
What is that?
Is that what you're saying?
What is that supposed to mean? Nah, Joe, I know you don't mess with
Zebron. Nah, I haven't watched enough Zebron to know any other
dialogue.
I'm a
Zebron specialist.
What are the other dialogue options?
There was a new special dialogue the other day. Oh, it was like, I think the dude said, like, because he was asking, what's your top three essentials? And the dude said, like, my car. And Zebron was like, can't get around without it. And I was like, that's new.
That's tough.
It's like gambling. I just watched the Zebron videos to see if he'll say something new.
Is it like gambling, though? Like, do you lose anything if he doesn't say anything new?
It's just a waste of, like, 15 seconds, really.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right, do we want to play?
Sure.
Play some music or play a game?
Play some music.
Yeah, let's play some music, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Are we playing guitar?
Yeah, sure. Nate, where you?
What? Was I supposed to bring something?
No. Oh. You don't got your saxophone?
No.
Nah.
All right. I don't want to torture.
I'm going to play, real quick, I'm going to play, what's that song called? The Second Sanctuary by Toby Fox, and then we'll set up and then we'll come back. All right, I'm back. So how do we do this?
I have no clue.
Well, play, and let's see.
Can we use it?
Go. Yeah, I don't. I don't know. You got to be, like, real close. Well, we could do the other thing. That's why you always have two things that you need to do.
What's the other thing, Joe?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know, Nady? Wait, take that. Yeah, it could involve you, absolutely. Oh, wonderful. Andrew, I know you're listening, or maybe you're not. Wrap up your headphones, boy, okay? All right, I'm locked in again, though. So we were trying to play guitar, but it didn't work, which is all right. Let's do this. Let's do this properly. Let's get everything set up. I'll play another song so we can have some setup time. I'm going to play Goodbye, Goodbye. I love that song. Actually, wait, no. I don't have to play something chill. Let me play some fire. I'm going to play Boss of Me by They Might Be Giants. That song's long, so I'm going to cut it, but love that band, love that song, and now we got it set up for this next section. Hold on. All right, here's the word, guys. Here's the word, like hand weep. What's the word? What's the scythe? We're going to play Melee over, like, tough jazz, like Smash Bros. We're going to, like, play that game with the sound effects. Because that game has, like, lit sound effects over, like, tough jazz and, like, tough ambient. And it's just going to be tough. And if it's not, then there'll still just be music, I guess, with some other noise. If you don't like noise, then, like, click off. Stop being a lame. What do we start with, though? I wanted to play that one song. But, hold up. Yes, blood. Yes, blood. But I don't want it to... Hold on. Everything is confusing me. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, wrong one. Alright. I'm gonna play... Where are all my good songs? I need that one song. Here we go. I'll play, like, these... four, right? And then we could play the game, and that'll be like, how long is that? That'll be like 18 minutes. Or I'll only do three. I'll do three. And then we can come back. Play this one. Actually, no. This one's fire. All right. Here goes weird, like, noise music. Actually, this song's pretty normal. This song's lit. This is Goodbye, Goodbye by Music. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. show me your moves. Falcon Punch!
Oops, I'm back. You guys want to hop on mics? We got, we have 3 minutes. Oh my god. Dude, wires everywhere. So, does one of you want to explain what that was for, like, hold on, let me turn your mics on. 3 and 4, right? Yeah. Alright. Does one of you want to explain what that was while I put in everything?
Well, pretty much. Joe just picked some music, some good ambient music, and we played Melee over it. And we turned off the music in the game, which the music is also pretty good, but, you know, for our intents and purposes, we turned it off, and we played the sound effects, and I think, personally, the best song was the second one we played, where we were playing Sheik Marth. I think that game, just the sound effects those characters make, really went well.
The Sheik Marth game was fire.
Yeah.
I think the first game We synced up the first game perfectly where it lasted the entire length of the song, and then on game the song ended. I thought that was sick.
Yeah. No, that was pretty insane.
But that second song is really good. Juju by what's that band called? Mouse on Mars. That song is fire. But yeah, we're pretty much out of time.
Damn.
We got a minute left.
Well, that was really fun. I enjoyed that.
Together perfectly too. Like, you know, a lot of people wouldn't think something like that would go well, but
I've played these games before. This is something that I've done before, and I was like, this is so fire. Let me try it live. Cause I'm telling you, it's like basketball. Melee has like its own little like rhythm to it. And if you can just match it up to the song that you're listening to, like, feels so good to play the game. And it sounds good, too.
I think Joe needs to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Thank you.
I think so, too.
Coming up with good ideas.
Well, on that note, thank you for listening to the 17th installment of Airbud. Going to shut everything down now, and we're going to get out of here. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Peace.
Peace.
I got it wrong.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the crime dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also,